Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. We'll have complete market details for you coming up after this.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Stillwater Milling Company, well, we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Well, cattle buyers ran the regular traps today evaluating the early month Fed offering. New show lists appear to be mixed, larger in Colorado, smaller in Kansas and Texas, and generally unchanged in Nebraska. Asking prices were not well defined today in the early going, but significant trading volume is not even likely to surface until the second half of the week. According to the midday report, the national hog base is lower compared with that of the prior day settlement. And corn futures are 6 to 7 cents lower today, pressured by spillover selling from the bean pit and helpful growing conditions. Live futures opened August with a bullish bang, holding impressive gains of 205 to 300 points at midday. August and September spent much of the session locked up with the 300-point limit. And the premium status of feedlot cash established on Friday largely seems to be spurring that early week bullishness. Feeders are following the bullish lead of the live trade, with issues mostly 390 to 450 points higher, with nearbys in August and September locked up to the limit. Sharply lower corn futures also adding wood to the fire. On an estimated run of 5,700 head, near even with last week and somewhat larger than last year, Oklahoma City is selling feeder cattle and calves on a firm basis, with demand described as good for all classes. And grain futures were mixed today. A weak tone gained momentum after the start of trading in Europe on more concerns about slowing economic growth back on the table. The dollar is stronger while crude oil struggled to stay above $41. Corn prices were softer, with modest selling seen from start of the overnight session on lack of any weather threats. And soybeans posted double-digit declines to start the month, burdened by warm and wet forecasts. The vegetation health index for soybeans was mostly steady, suggesting no change in ratings from this afternoon's crop progress report. And wheat prices tried to hold modest overnight gains, but lost traction from barely steady selling as the session wound down. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.